We don't know the author of the next kina. We don't know who this person is. The kina, though, fits into the structure of the previous kina, starting with the word Zion and addressing Eretz Yisrael in the second person. And it seems to be a random collection of themes discussing the historical importance of Yerushalayim, how it was created, going off every so often into parts about the destruction, about the Churban. And it just seems a lot of emotions that this person was experiencing that he wanted to put into a kina. I'd like to focus on one of them that's mentioned at the beginning, the very opening line, Tzion Yedidus Yedid, Tzair L'Sarayich, is a reference to Binyamin. According to the Gemara Menachos, we know, Yavo Yedid Ben Yedid, Ve'yivne Yedid Le'yedid V'chelka She'il Yedid V'yismachu Ba'yedidim, referring to Binyamin, that's the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And he has other references to Binyamin throughout the Sheva Binyamin, where the Beis HaMikdash was, it was where the Mishkan was, and there are other references to Binyamin throughout the opening lines here, of Ze'ev Yitraf, of other things, and as the Makom of the Mikdash. So why, what's the reference to Binyamin? Does it matter that the Beit HaMikdash was in Chalko Shel Binyamin? Why focus on that in the Kino? So I'd like to suggest that, I mean, the idea of Binyamin as one of the Shvatim is, I think, the notion of Achdus. Binyamin, after all, was the symbol to the brothers that they had sold Yosef, because Yosef wasn't around, he was the one who was left. He kept reminding them of this notion that they had a problem with their Achdus. And he was there, and when they went to Mitzrayim to go get food, Binyamin stayed back. It kept reminding them of this notion. We see Binyamin was a little bit different from the rest of the Shvatim. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. He kept reminding them of, you know, although he was different, that's how they treated him. They treated him a little bit differently, maybe because of Yosef. But he kept reminding them of this idea. We see this later in history with the sad story of Pilegash Bagiva and Binyamin. And we celebrate the day that Shevet Binyamin was welcomed back into Kol Yisrael on Tu B'Av. We celebrate that day because it was a sad period when we treat people differently. So the notion of Binyamin coming back in is the notion of Achdus. I was curious from this kina, what does Achdus really mean? Sometimes in life we encounter people who seem so far off. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with the Achdus? What can we learn from this? You know, some people want to just write them off. You know, you come and you experience people, and I've had such experiences with people who are Jews, and the way they react to things, their emotional response is so far from what we think is appropriate. What do you do? Do we say, they're so far, I don't have to deal with them? Or no, and it seems like the notion of Avos Yisrael Avachdus is more than that. So what can we learn from this? So I think there's a lesson from Tisha B'Av that we can take for this. The Chazal tell us, Kol Mesabel Yerushalayim, Zocha V'Ro'a B'Vinyana. So they ask, what do you mean Zocha V'Ro'a B'Vinyana? We're Mesabel Yerushalayim, and unfortunately, we're not Zocha V'Ro'a right now. Should be Yizka V'Yira, if you're Mesabel properly. It sounds like if you're Mesabel properly, so we should be Zocha V'Ro'a. That should be the Schar. So Rav Avadya Yosef tries to give an answer. He says, Chazal tell us that there's a Gzeira Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'ameis Nishtakach Min Alev after Yud Beis Chodesh. That's part of nature, is that we forget about things that had passed. They pass on, they go on, and we forget about them. Otherwise, we'd still be stuck in a state of shock. But normal course of events is the things we forget about them. So he says the very fact that we sit on every year in Tisha B'Av, that we remember Yerushalayim each day, so that brings Zocha V'Ro'a. What do you mean Zocha V'Ro'a? That's already part of the Nechama, that we it's part of us, and part of the Nechama is that we're Mis'abel, and the very Avelus is already part of the Nechama. I mean, I think the psychological insight is appropriate, even in Avelos. And we don't allow the mace to mishtachach min alev. We don't allow that natural course to happen. Because if a person's loved, if we love a person, we don't want them to go away. So what do? We have Avelos. Avelos is the process of not of just sitting and being in despair and depression. Halacha doesn't want us to be in despair and depression. The point of Avelos is to learn to cope. And Avelos is a process of the despair and the depression, or initially of the shock, waning, and are dealing with it getting better. And the very process of Avelos is recognizing the fact that we lost somebody, saying, but I'm still here. I'm continuing without it. How am I going to do that? But every moment that I'm going to continue without it, I'm recognizing that I'm different than I was before, and I'm taking it with me. So yeah, nishtakach min alev, because if we can't be stuck in that state. But we don't let it go completely. We let it come with us, and that's the same idea with Yerushalayim. So we see this on Tisha B'Av as well, the very fact that on Tisha B'Av we have Avelos. That the very Avelos on Tisha B'Av, especially for us, where it's an Avelos Yeshana, we never experience that shock. So for us, the very Avelis is realizing the Beis HaMikdash isn't here, and already that's already part of us getting along with living with it and trying to reach the Nechama. And Nechama and Tshuva and Tisha B'Av are one and the same, because we know with Tshuva will come our Nechama. And we see that as well with some of the Minhagim of Tisha B'Av. As we're building upon what Rav Lau said earlier, Tisha B'Av is a day of both Avelus and Nechama and Tshuva. And yes, in the morning we sit and there's a different focus. The focus is on Kinos in the morning and we move towards. However, even at the very beginning of Tisha B'Av, we see moments. We're never in a state of complete depression. The Pesach of the Mechaber is, the Ramah disagrees, but the Pesach of the Mechaber is that we say Nachem already in the Mariv. We say it in all three tefillos, because we never have a sense of complete despair. We have Nechama already a little bit at the beginning. So too with Aneinu, the tefillah of Tanis Tzibur, of Tshuva, we say at the beginning. Because we can't completely be without it. Yes, we're going to focus on Kinos, but we can't be without it. The Minhag Yerushalayim is that we daven the regular tefillah in the morning. Al pi the Arizal and the Rashash, we put on tefillin in the morning, put on talis and tefillin in the morning. Why? Because you can't be stuck in a state of owning. You can't be stuck where you're not allowed to put on tefillin the first day. Because we're already moving on. So we see that already tucked into the very idea of Avelus is the idea of recognizing that we lost something and moving on without it. I think the same is true with Achdus. I think on Tisha B'Av, Chazal tell us that one of the reasons the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed was Sinas Chinah. And we mentioned that in some of the keynotes, and recognizing that is already a means of trying to repair it. Recognizing that there was sin in this kingdom, and that's completely inappropriate. And we have to have a sense of achdus. So recognizing that it's necessary is already a means towards accomplishing that end. So how are we supposed to approach, and sometimes we're very challenged, how to approach achdus when it just seems very far from us? So there's clearly not going to be a protocol how to do this. Each case is going to be different. Each person is going to be different. But I think the lesson of Tisha B'Av is once we recognize that there's a problem, that when we're ready to write somebody off, when we're ready to see something so terrible, we're ready to write something off, we recognize that that's inappropriate. The lesson of Avelus of Tisha B'Av is when we're ready to, you know, the Achdus comes from recognizing that there's a problem with it is already a way of dealing with it. And recognizing that next time we're confronted with a situation, of stepping back and realizing that it's a problem, that should help guide our attitudes and our actions.